What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And welcome back to the Pomp and Joe Show. Jason Mackey in for the guys. Jeff Hathorn and I just spent the whole break chopping it up about the Pirates. It's good stuff. Thank you so much to Jeff for joining me in studio. Great conversation about the Steelers. Whole bunch of goings on with them. In the meantime, I missed the Bechtold's breakdown. We didn't actually have a Bechtold's breakdown since Austin is either in Cooperstown or Vermont or
somewhere.
Some
would say that's for the best. I wouldn't say that.
Don't
I'm
say
just
that.
Saying some would say that's for the best.
We love you, Limits. He's up for his wiffle ball tournament in Vermont this week. I think he did Cooperstown yesterday, and then there are games starting this weekend. So he's probably mid-wiffle at this point. But that's brought to you by Southside Plumbing and Heating. Thank you very much. It's also 12:39. It's a great time to make that call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums at 724-443-5610. Want to remind you, in support of the Pittsburgh for Public Schools Backpack Drive, that's hashtag Pittsburgh for PPS, you can bring a brand new backpack to Nova Place from August 5th through the 12th. Join us from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. on August 12th at Federal Galley for pop-up bingo with any free entry and any free parking, or there is free parking, excuse me, by bringing a new backpack plus happy hour specials. Help us get students in the Pittsburgh Public Schools ready for the upcoming school year. Details at 93.7thefan.com. So we have gone heavy on Steelers for this show. It's basically been the entirety of this show. Going to pivot a little bit. I want to get to some Pirates stuff. It was an interesting week in Pirates land. It's been an interesting week in Pirates land. Keep Brian Hayes back in town with the Cincinnati Reds. Did you see that last night, Sean?
I saw he got a nice ovation.
He did, and I was surprised by that. I did not expect Key Brian to hear it that well from the fans, but you know what? Good for him. Good for them. That was a very classy moment last night. If you were there, good job cheering for him. It didn't work out with Hayes. I wrote this for the Post-Gazette yesterday, and I think it's a lot of things that have ailed this regime. Trying to project offense, that didn't happen. I don't like the decision I never did with John Nunnally, somebody who did get through to Key Brian. I don't agree with some of the comments that Ben Cherington made on his radio show, but that's also not my point. In discussing the Pirates earlier this week, there's a clip I want to play for you, and then I want to work through it with my own thoughts. And this was Dan Zangrilli appearing with Andrew Filippone and Chris Mueller on the PM team. And Sean, you have this ready to go, correct?
I'm getting there.
You're getting there. I will give you a few more seconds to get through it. But so the idea is Paul Skeens' contract extension and whether this has been broached. And that's really it. Like, is this a thing that has interested the Pirates at one point, and then I want to weigh in on a little bit on what I know, my impressions of it. Ironically enough, it was actually something that Jeff and I were discussing, this clip and the possibility, but the what gets this done, I don't think is maybe what you think. Is that a cryptic of enough tease? It might be. We ready? Let's listen to it.
There's a rumor that the Pirates have actually tried already to make some headway on a contract extension with Paul Skeens. Is that true?
Yes. I think that they look at it as a long shot, an uphill battle, but that's not going to deter them from trying.
It did deter them from trying to trade some of these veterans, though, at the deadline, obviously.
Well, but if nobody wants him, Chris, I mean, not to rehash that argument, but
I know.
If nobody wants him, and if they're going to salary dump, then they would have salary dumped,
I'm
right?
I'm merely being glib.
I think that, yes, they're going to absolutely try. Now, how successful, obviously, I'm sure that they, again, view it as an uphill battle, likely is. But again, with the money that they've presumably freed up, maybe that is allocated to try to extend this window, okay? Because, you know, everybody's talking about this timeline. Well, maybe if they could push the finish line back on this, then that might be money well spent.
Dan, how cognizant
are they?
There's
that other guy. Hold on. There's that other guy in center field that's starting to come into his own as well.
All right. So we're going to stop it there. And everything that Dan is saying there is correct. And it's good. And it makes sense. And it's a discussion point. On the other side, that wound up as the Pirates are actively engaged in contract discussions with Paul Skeens about an extension, and that is not true. But the original jumping off point was, you know, was there a contact or I forget exactly how that was worded, Sean. I should have written that down, but, you know, basically some sort of brush.
Would you like to hear the beginning of it
again? Yeah, real quick. I want to listen to that.
There's a rumor that the Pirates have actually tried already make some headway
on a contract. Yeah, tried to make some headway on a contract. So this is what I know about the Pirates from being close to this regime, from covering it, from knowing a little bit about how these things work. I don't know everything, but they always want to be open to these conversations, and they are. And they will try to have them with people, and sometimes it gets farther than it does with others. Right now, the Pirates' priorities are much bigger than a dollar sign on Paul Skeens. Like, this isn't something that's going to be solved by dollars and cents. And this is what Hathorn and I were talking about in the break. Paul Skeens isn't going to be convinced to sign a contract with this amount of money. It's winning. That is his priority. It's been the priority. If this was 13, 14, 15, and this place was rocking and PNC Park was selling out and the Pirates were the biggest story in town right now, and we were, talking about the playoffs, it's a different conversation. I think the Pirates get further. So, yes, you can have that conversation 6 months ago, a year ago, whatever. They're not there. Skeens wants to win. He wants to be part of a winner. And the Pirates, I do believe, people are going to disagree with this about how they've executed, how they've gone about it, and this isn't even the point of it. But if you own a franchise and you are running a team, and I do believe they want to put a winner out there. I do. Have they gone about that the right way? No. I disagree with a lot of what they've done. People who want to poke holes in that and get frustrated by that, I certainly understand and respect your opinion. You're not wrong. But if you have Paul Skeens here, and I can also tell you this, as we talk about like the future of the Pirates in the offseason and where we go from here, Paul Skeens is not agitated by what is happening here. It's another truth about Skeens. He likes it here. He's very happy with Pittsburgh.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's absolutely not a type of thing where he's looking to get out of here as quickly as possible. But there is a very strong desire to win. And it's not going to be moved by decimal points. It's not going to be moved by salary. And especially when you factor into this discussion, what makes sense for Paul? What makes sense for the team? Objectively, if you're a team signing a pitcher to a long-term contract, given the way elbow injuries are right now, that is a gigantic risk. Right now, the Pirates can, with Skeens, go year to year, and they avoid a lot of that risk. Believe me, I'd like to see Paul Skeens here for the next 50 years. I don't want him to go anywhere. But I do understand, look, we already have this guy for this amount of years, and I don't have to commit to year 4, 5, 6 right now. I've got to commit to year 3, which obviously they're going to do. I also understand Paul Skeens' side of it and say, I want to make my money. I want to play for a winner. I'm betting on myself a little bit, but I've already got a resume that says, you know, if I have Tommy John surgery tomorrow, I don't think Major League Baseball is going to discard me. I don't think Major League Baseball is suddenly going to look at Paul Skeens and say, you know what, this guy stinks. He was a flash in the pan. Like, no, he's going to be all right. There's enough of a resume here now at this point. Like, you play this exactly the way Paul is playing it. You say, I want to win. I want to win. If the Pirates figure this out, if they make the right moves this offseason, they put a winner on the field, it's competitive, Paul and his buddies are at the center of this, then you revisit that conversation. Now's not the right time. You're not winning. They have many problems to solve before we get to that point. So what are those problems? How can the Pirates make the best pitch for Paul Skeens? Because the best pitch is not a contract offer. It's part of it. It's probably the second step. The first step is winning. My opinion, you have to move on from the general manager. I've said that 1,000 times. I'll say it 1,001. It has not been good enough. Year 6, this is not where they should be. Developmentally, finding talent, all of this stuff, they need to move in another direction. They also need to solve the offensive problem. Obviously, that has been something that has plagued this regime. You can't solve the development aspect of it overnight. Just because you fix your identification of talent, scouting, development, coaching, all of that, that's not going to instantly fix the major league roster. So you need to scrounge together as much money as possible and spend it on actual major league hitters this offseason. And that's the path forward with the Pirates, in my opinion. If there is one. Like, if you want to see this team win, compete, do all these things in 2026, which they say privately they want to do, they insist privately, and they also say it publicly. It's a desire from their end. If you're going to make that reality, you have to go out and buy major league caliber hitters. Not question marks, not guys that you hope are going to develop into major league hitters. Major league hitters. No questions asked. Because if you look at the Pirates, starting with the starting pitching staff, there are seeds of something here. Another thing Jeff and I were discussing in the break, if you've got Skeens, maybe you make Braxton Ashcraft a starter again. You've theoretically held on to Mitch Keller. I have no problem continuing to hold on to Mitch Keller. Bubba Chandler should be up here now. I don't know why he's not. Conversation I'll probably get to in the 1 o'clock hour. I do believe he'll be up here next year. Some combination of Mike Burrows, Johan Oviedo. You can sign a soft-tossing lefty. I know they just traded Bailey Falter. I don't like that trade either, but you should have a pretty solid starting rotation. You can look in the bullpen and also see a pretty decent bullpen there. So if you've got the pitching, which let's just say they do, and then you can score 4 runs a game, 5 runs a game. Look at the Pirates' record this season. I don't have it at my fingertips. I wish I did. When they score 4 runs a game, it's very good. And I don't expect the Pirates to be top 10 in offense, probably not top 15. But if you're somewhere in the 15 to 20 range, this season would look a heck of a lot different than it does to this point. And I do think that's part of the strategy, what we're seeing them do. And it's difficult to understand because Ben Charrington is still employed and people don't understand that. It's difficult to buy into because of the Pirates' history of spending money and whether people believe them or not. Most people don't. I understand that. That's a rational way of looking at it. But if you tell me they actually spend this money, and no, I don't believe payroll is going down next year. I don't believe they even have payroll figured out for next year. Most teams don't. But you need to at least spend what you were at last year and preferably more, hopefully more. The expectation should be more, given you have Skeens in 2026 and you're saying you're trying to win. But if you combine that with pitching and somebody else doing it, I don't hate it. I've certainly been critical. I've certainly been down on them. I've certainly not liked a lot of what they've done, but I can understand that as a path forward. We're going to talk to Bob Walk coming up at 1 o'clock. I always look forward to that. Bob's a great conversation. A lot to talk to Bob about. First, I want to tell you the 50-minute mark on The Fan is brought to you by Southhills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. And The Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Fan Weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions, mostly sunny and a high of 86, the old Eric Green number. So again, Pirates broadcaster, former Pirates pitcher Bob Walk. We're going to talk a little bit about Paul Skeens. I want to ask him about Paul's changeup. It's been kind of a different pitch for him, more used this season, more frequently used. Henry Davis homered last night, an important player in the development there. A lot to get into with Bob next. Pomp and Joe Show, Jason Mackey filling in on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.